98 FM's All Day Big Breakfast. Give it to me. With Rebecca and Brendan.
We had the creator of Dairy Girls on the show a couple of weeks ago. Why is her name?
Lisa McGee,
thank you so much.
She's an absolute legend. She is so sound and just an absolute genius.
Yeah, she really is. And we had seen that at the premiere of her new show, How to Get to Heaven from Belfast, she had a clutch bag that was like the box of Barry's tea.
So it's stunning. It looks like a box of Barry's tea, but it's completely, what do you call it? Bejeweled. Sparkly.
So as far as I know, that was created by Maya Grisham, who's done another designer bag, and this time it looks like, you know, the loaf of Brennan's bread, you know, the yellow wrapper.
I'm telling you now, I would do anything for Brennan's bread.
Yeah, it's incredible.
I love the Brennan's
it's
bread.
It's so good.
The clutch bag, so you can walk around looking like you're about to pull out a few slices, but actually you're getting your lippy and your passport.
Yeah. So it's part of a new ad campaign, which is around Shock and the Guelga, which kicks off this week. They are also, they're running a competition online for your chance to win the one-of-a-kind designer Brennan's family pan bag.
Well, I will be entering to try and win that family pan. That's very exciting.
Oh, good.
Yeah,
it looks great.
Absolutely amazing. And Brendan, I was away for a couple of days, but I'm back now and I couldn't get over this morning the difference in the light.
Yeah, it's so much brighter.
It's so much brighter
the house
in the
morning.
Mornings.
Yeah,
in the space
it's great.
Of a week of me being away for a few days, I cannot get over how much brighter it's gotten and how the weather has changed. Was it 3 months of rain nonstop? But we had a bit of sun over the weekend. It was really lovely after all those weeks. But it might only be brief.
Oh, no.
Because I think there's going to be a bit of a drop in temperatures now.
Okay.
And stormy weather for the week ahead, according to some experts. But sure, listen, what I always say is check ahead for 2 days and see what happens and you'll be grand.
Yeah, that's it. I went to the zoo yesterday morning.
Oh, lovely.
And I've never seen the animals so front and center. And I was like, I actually think, like, obviously they're animals. I think they've come out of like their winter hibernation.
Yeah.
They were all so playful. I've never seen them all like just having the crack so much.
That's funny you say that, because I went the other week with my niece and my brother, and it was during the spell of the rain or whatever, and they were all inside.
They were sheltering.
They were doing what we were doing. I was looking at the monkeys. They'd had enough.
They were all out about yesterday.
You know, front and centre, like stage show, but they'd had enough. So anyway, it could be a little bit cooler as the days go on, so keep an eye now. Wear your jumper. I wouldn't pack away the winter wardrobe fully just yet.
And I'm still, like, every other day, I'm like, big coat, lighter coat. It's just that time of year, but we'll get there, guys. It turns out we may all be committing a major breakfast faux pas. Etiquette expert and podcast host William Hansen, who I love, he's revealed the proper way to eat cereal.
Oh!
And it involves not one, but two utensils.
Now, to eat breakfast cereal, first of all, add your milk of choice. I'm going for semi. And then, with a spoon held in your dominant hand, fork in your non-dominant hand, you will eat. Now, it's not soup, so you don't need to scoop away from you like you would with soup, but you can use the fork to push some corned flakes onto your spoon and eat accordingly.
Sorry, there's a lot going on there.
Corned flakes. And so what? You have your spoon and he's using the fork.
If you're right-handed, you have the spoon in your right hand and a fork in the other, and then you kind of just lob them on top of each other.
And sorry, did he say when you eat soup, you need to scoop it away from you?
Oh, gosh.
No.
Strange time.
98 FM's All Day Big Breakfast.
We have been doing this show for almost 6 years.
Can you believe it?
Time flies. 6 years. It absolutely flies. It will be our 6th birthday next week, is it? The 16th. This day next week, in 7 days' time, we will have been doing this show for 6 years on the 16th of March. Over those 6 years, we've been so lucky to do so many fun and really unexpected things.
So random, but great crack. We did open top bus tours across the city. I gave listeners tarot card readings. We recorded a Christmas song with Mary Byrne.
We did.
Starred in a short movie with Pat Kenny, radio legend. We were extras in the Disney movie Disenchanted.
You can see the back of my head in one scene.
Your claim to fame.
Yeah.
And we also played Dublin's biggest ever game of Pass the Parcel. We've done a lot over the years.
We've done a lot. Really, really fun. Very unexpected stuff. But we think that this is going to take the biscuit. We would like to announce that Rebecca and myself have been officially invited to be the Grand Marshals of the St. Patrick's Day Parade in Prague.
Yes, baby! We are going international
It's official. Rebecca and Brennan have been named Grand Marshals for the St. Patrick's Day Parade. In Prague.
Oh, this secret's been so hard to keep. We can't believe it. We finally made it. We're going to be the Grand Marshals at the St. Patrick's Day Parade in Prague this weekend.
This weekend we are going to Prague to... Are we leading the parade? What does it involve being a Grand Marshal?
Doing a really fancy walk and a wave. Yeah. We have been officially invited to act as Grand Marshals of the 2026 St. Patrick's Day Parade in Prague. It's taking place this Sunday, March 15th, starting in Wenceslas Square. Yeah, I said that right. Before making its way through the city to the Old Town Square, the celebrations are going to wrap up with the big Cayley.
Love a Cayley.
And it's all been organised by the Czech Irish Business and Cultural Association.
We're going to be in the parade. We're going to be Grand Marshals. And we're also going to be broadcasting the show live then this day next week for our birthday. Guys, from a nightclub, we're going to be in Duplex.
Yeah,
in
we're
Prague.
Going to be doing 90FM's Big Breakfast from the club.
Where Steve Aoki has played.
Yeah. All the greats.
Insane. All the greats. And now us. And yeah, it is also our sixth birthday. So what a way to celebrate. I'm still not over it. It's quite a while. We found out quite a while ago. You left me a voice note in WhatsApp and I squealed.
Honestly, dreams do come true. Yeah. And we're so, so excited to be going to Prague representing Ireland and Dublin in their St. Patrick's Day parade. But we need your help. We need a few tips now because I've never done anything like this. Brent and I don't believe you have either.
No.
So if you've ever done something like maybe a beauty pageant, if you've been on the stage, a star of the screen as well, and you want to give us some tips on how to walk the walk, talk the talk, and do the wave.
Do the wave. Maybe what do we need to wear?
Are you a stylist? What to wear.
Please help.
What to wear, what to do, what to say. We'd love your help. Any tips that you'd like to bring us, we'd love to hear from you this morning.
98FM's All Day Big Breakfast. It's official. Rebecca and Brennan have been named Grand Marshals for the St. Patrick's Day Parade. In Prague.
Yes!
Yes, we have. We have officially been invited to be the Grand Marshals of the 2026 St. Patrick's Day Parade in Prague. Their parade is taking place this Sunday, kicking off in Wenceslas Square. We're going to snake our way through the city to the Old Town Square and we're going to wrap things up with a massive Cayley, which
this
I am giddy for.
Is just the most random and most amazing thing we've ever done. We're absolutely buzzing. It's all organised by the Czech Irish Business and Cultural Association. And while we're over there, 98FM's Big Breakfast is going to be broadcast live from Prague's Duplex Nightclub. On Monday, March 16th.
Yeah, next Monday morning, we're going to be in the club.
Well, we were asking you, you know, for a bit of advice. We've never done anything like this before. And we wanted to know how we should conduct ourselves as the Grand Marshals of the St. Patrick's Day Parade in Prague. Freddie's been on.
I think you should wear for the parade is an Ireland hat, an Ireland scarf, Ireland suit and an Ireland dress.
Freddie.
Definitely Freddie. That's great styling advice.
Thank you. Brenda.
Brida. Congratulations, lads.
Thanks.
If you want to know how to do the walk and the wave, watch Princess Diaries. That'll tell you all you need to know.
Thanks so much, Brida. We will watch Princess Diaries before we go. Catherine in Dublin 8's gotten in touch.
Well, Rebecca and Brendan, we're heading to Prague as well next weekend. It's about 10 female family members.
Stop.
So, oh my God, all from the Liberties. Up the Libos.
Oh my gosh, Catherine.
We'll see you there.
We might see you there. Here's Amy.
I have absolutely no advice for you, but my boyfriend is on a stag this weekend, so if he could throw a sneaky eye over. Appreciate it. Enjoy.
We'll keep an eye on him.
Amy, we will keep an eye on your fella in Prague. Here's Damo.
Great news about the parade, although I think the one tip I could give you is maybe just send Vogue to Prague and you guys do the Dublin one. I think the people of Dublin feel cheated right now that you're in Prague and not ours. Just a suggestion.
Oh my gosh, the glamour of both us and Vogue Williams being St.
Patrick's
Day.
Yeah, I know. Grand Marshals the same year.
Who would have thought? And here's Owen.
Stop. I was dropping the missus to work this morning and she's waiting for that big announcement. And then you start getting all nostalgic and she touches while leaving. She started crying in the car. I have a video of it, but I can't send it to you. She'll kill me.
She started crying.
Owen, we're touched.
Guys, thank you all so much for your advice. We cannot wait to be the Grand Marshals of the St. Patrick's Day Parade in Prague this weekend.
98FM's All Day Big Breakfast. It's official. Rebecca and Brennan have been named Grand Marshals for the St. Patrick's Day Parade in Prague.
Yes!
Yes, this is outrageous, and we are as tickled by this as you probably are. We have officially been invited to act as Grand Marshals. It doesn't feel real.
No.
Grand Marshals of the 2026 St. Patrick's Day Parade in Prague.
It's taking place this Sunday, the 15th of March, and we are so, so excited and honoured to have been asked.
Absolutely honoured.
We've done some random things over the years, but yeah, this takes the biscuit.
No, it really does. Like, people in Prague aren't going to have a clue who we are. Do you know what I mean?
Do you think anyone's going to recognise?
I would be...
I mean, it doesn't happen here, so I don't think it's going to happen in Prague. So this is the plan, right, for the day on Sunday. We're going to start in Wenceslas Square.
Yeah, lovely.
We're going to make our way through the city to the Old Town Square, where the celebrations wrap up with a big Kaylee.
That's going to be the crack. So this is all organised by the Czech Irish Business and Cultural Association. It's really happening. And while we're there, we're going to be doing our show this day next week, next Monday morning. We're going to be coming from Duplex Nightclub in Prague.
No, that's so many show. Amazing DJs have played that venue over the years. Yeah. I can't believe that we're going to be on the same stage that Steve Aoki has stood on, Brendan, in Duplex Nightclub. First thing
only
in the morning.
Right and proper.
Top of the morning to you. Monday, March 16th. So yeah, a very special edition of 98FM's Big Breakfast on Monday, March 16th, this day next week. It's also a very special day for us personally because it marks exactly 6 years since we started 98FM's Big Breakfast.
It's our sixth birthday.
One moment, Brendan.
In the club for our birthday. Do you think we'll get a sash?
I really now.
I don't know.
I need to sit down with you and we need to figure out what we're going to wear.
We do need to.
Are we
going to
matchy matchy?
Oh, matchy matchy is a great idea.
We definitely need a sash. We wouldn't get a scepter though, would we?
Oh, that's very good. Very Glinda.
Yeah, is that too beauty pageant? Mm. Do you use a scepter?
I'd say
what's Vogue Williams wearing in Dublin?
Oh yeah, what is Vogue going to wear actually? We'd love to know that. I'd say go all out. I don't know if we'll ever get to do something like this again.
Well, I don't think so. This is a once in a lifetime opportunity. We are honoured, we are excited, and all this week we're going to be preparing for our Grand Marshal duties. We're going to be chatting to some very, very serious experts, from professional stylists to people who understand the art of perfecting a parade wave.
Why do I feel like the wave has to be like just you?
It's very Queen Elizabeth.
It is very royal.
We need to come up with our own wave, but stay tuned because we will be preparing for this incredible opportunity as we get ready to be the Grand Marshals of the 2026 St. Patrick's Day Parade in Prague.
98FM's All Day Big Breakfast. Did someone take out your bin? Did you wake up with glowing skin? Dublin, it's time to grin. Share with us your little wins. 98FM.
Good morning to Eileen in Cabra, who says, my little win is my husband's heading away for work this week, so I've got the gaff to myself.
Oh, come on, Eileen. Good for you.
You'll be starfishing in the bed, Eileen. Debbie in Sandyford says, my little win is I gave the windows on the balcony a clean and the light is glorious.
Oh, very good.
Love that, Debbie. And Jaron Lucan says, my little win is after 4 years of being vegan, my daughter has decided she's going to start eating cheese.
I couldn't give up the cheese.
I know.
I'm vegetarian and listen, I don't think I'll ever go back eating meat, but it's the cheese.
It's
now
the
I couldn't
cheese.
Go full vegan.
Yeah.
Fair play to her. Let us know how she gets on. And Claire's been on with a little win.
My little win is I got to go to the Ireland-Wales rugby match on Friday night.
Ooh, nice.
I got to see us win and it was my first ever rugby match and I thought it was amazing. Have a great day, everyone.
Claire, I'd say
that's
the
so
atmosphere was electric.
Yeah.
Caden is in Whitehall.
My little win is I have no school tomorrow. I can't wait.
Sorry, that's unreal.
That's brilliant.
Yeah.
A day off, random day off.
Of a Tuesday.
Yeah, nice.
Hi, 98FM. My name is Lily and my little win is I'm going to school and I'm going with my class is swimming today.
Oh, I loved going swimming with school back
same.
In the day.
Brilliant.
So much fun. I used to go to, is it called Glenalbin?
Oh, where is that?
In Stillorgan.
Oh, lovely.
Yeah,
very
big
good.
Day out. Lily, enjoy that. Here's Emma.
Good morning. My name is Emma and my little win is that I had a lovely weekend seeing all my friends and the sun is shining today.
Oh, Emma, love
excellent
that for you.
Stuff.
Anne is in Cherry Orchard.
My little win is I've lost my voice.
Oh, no, Anne.
I bet you everyone's going to be thrilled. They won't be able to have to listen to me. Can you hear me? Hello?
And you poor chicken. You need to do a vocal rest and some Manuka honey.
Yeah.
Yeah, and you'll be back in no
apparently
time.
You're not supposed to whisper. You're supposed to talk at a low level.
Yeah, they say that the whispering puts more strain on your vocal cords. Yeah. It's happened to me many a time, especially back in the day when I used to go out 3 days in a row. And get well soon.
Yeah.
And here's Dave.
Hi, Dave here. I coming off Brenda today and I got a pedicure. I think it's the first time in his life. It is right. Cheers. Bye-bye.
Sorry, Dave. I'm obsessed with that.
Dave, inspired by our friend and got the hooves
bit
done.
Bit of context. For my Christmas present, Reb got me a pedicure and I talked about it on the show. Dave, did you go for the clear polish as well?
Dave, if you don't mind, I know some people might pay you for it, but can you send us a picture of your feet so we can have a look?
Dave, that's made my day.
Oh, such great little wins this morning, guys. Thank you all so much. Claire, Caden, Lily, Anne, Dave and Emma. We are going to send you out some IMC cinema passes, a trip to the movies on us.
98FM's All Day Big Breakfast.
Glitz and glamour.
Stunning prizes.
And a soundproof booth.
98FM.
Welcome, welcome one and all to a brand new week of your favourite game, Matchy Matchy. Your chance to win incredible prizes by sending either Rebecca or myself to a soundproof booth and trying to say the same three words as one of us. If we do it, you will win yourself this, as according to AI, Rebecca and Brendan.
If you're stuck for a Monday meal, maybe we can help.
Call me Nigella, because you'll be cooking up a storm with this brand new air fryer.
Win, win, win with Matchy Matchy.
An air fryer, what a fabulous first prize in Matchy Matchy.
I think my one's on the way out.
Is it?
Yeah.
Well, Brendan,
I've had
sadly,
a few years.
You can play, but you can't win. But someone who wants to win this morning is Kieran in Tala. Kieran, how are you?
Not too bad. You?
Yeah, we're good, thanks, Kieran. We believe you've been doing a bit of studying for this game.
Yeah, all weekend. I've literally had a notepad out and I've been practicing all weekend.
You've been practicing how to play?
Yeah.
Kieran, that's serious dedication.
How have you been getting on in the practice runs?
A bit of both. I've been good at some and brutal at others, so I'm hoping that this morning I'll be a good morning.
Oh, well, fingers crossed. Kieran, we're the same when we play Matchy Matchy. Did you do anything else over the weekend or was it pretty chill?
It was chilling up. I'm getting over a bit of a flu / head cold, so I'm kind of feeling a bit more human today, thank God. So
okay,
I'm glad
good.
To hear.
Good,
glad
Kieran.
To hear. A bit of Barocca into you, you'd be all right.
That's it. Kieran, who would you like to play Matchy Matchy with this morning?
Rebecca.
Yay,
Rebecca
Kieran!
Is off to the soundproof booth. Let's get a matchy. You're all right, Pat. Bam, 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 bam. Were you playing Matchy Matchy against someone, Kieran, when you were practicing?
No, you know, I was actually just doing a little bit of looking at the past clips on Facebook and that.
God, you've done your research.
Yeah.
Okay, right. Let's try and see if it pays off now. Your first word is step.
Ladder.
Your second word is onion.
Ring.
Say that again.
Onion ring.
Onion ring. And
onion ring like crispy.
Yeah. Delicious. And your third word is family.
Tree.
Okay. You're saying step ladder, onion ring, and family tree. Kieran and Tala, are we locking them in?
Yeah,
we're locking them in. Here we go. They're locked in and we're getting Rebecca back into the studio from the soundproof booth. How was that?
Oh, well, lads, I'm telling you, spring has sprung in there this morning.
Lovely.
Daffodils are up.
Oh, nice. Touch of yellow. Okay, your first word to Matchy Matchy with Kieran in Tala is step.
Step. Step ladder.
Your second word is onion.
Ooh. Onion. Onion. A lot of things go before onion. But I'm going to say onion. This is so random. Onion gravy. I personally love onion gravy.
So do I.
It's delicious.
And your third word is family.
Family. Family guy.
Hello, Lewis. Prime. Have you got a matchy matchy with Kieran in Tala this morning? Not the this morning,
I'm
guys.
Sorry, love.
You both said step ladder. Fair play to you. After onion, Kieran said onion ring.
Oh, onion ring's so good.
Isn't it brilliant? I wouldn't have thought of that either. It's excellent.
I love an onion ring on a platter.
Yeah. And he said family tree.
Very good answers,
great
Kieran.
Answers this
morning. Your practicing did pay off for you not looking silly. I look silly. But thank you so much for playing, and we'll send you out a goodie bag.
All right, no bother.
Cheers, Kieran. Have a great day.
98 FM's Big Breakfast with Rebecca and Brendan.